Have you ever seen these things maybe out in the country, out in people's front yards, be a great fat, big black metal container people used to boil maybe potatoes in them or boil? No, this is more like some kind of vessel. Well, a barrel is kind of a vessel, but this thing's made out of metal, a cast iron, big black things.
I call it a barrel too. A drum.
A barrel?
You know, like, you talking about like an oil drum?
No, I'm talking about something like a, you ever heard of a wash pot?
Mm-hmm. You know, the same one.
You ever had it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what would you call something, let's say, that you would boil tea in that has a long spout to it?
A kettle. Okay. Tea kettle.
All right. And another container that you would put cut flowers in inside the house.
Base.
Okay. And talking about the things that you eat with, the different pieces, you would call them.
Oh, fork, knife, fork, knife, spoon. Never use spoon.
Okay.
Nah.
How do you eat soup?
Oh, yeah, all right. Especially sometimes, but I don't like soup really.
Okay.
Fork, knife, spoon. Shrimp fork, I mean not shrimp fork, salad fork.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about knife, the plural of knife.
Knives.
Okay.
A lot of people know in shrimp fork say knives. You got some knives? Yeah, they say knives, okay. Knives, knives. Yeah, all right.
Okay. That's better.
A few ways that you would greet people, like this time of day, what would you say to somebody when you saw them for the first time?
Depending on who it was. You mean like,
say a friend?
I would say, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it was an adult, I'd probably say, like, good morning, or how you doing?
Yeah. Okay. Say if you just met somebody that you knew walking along in town. Would you say anything to them, you know, like ask them about their health or something like that?
I'll probably ask them, like, what you're about to get into, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What you're about to do, where you going.
Yeah. Would you ever say something in that situation to somebody that you didn't know, just a stranger, just to be saying something?
No.
Wouldn't say anything?
No. I'd speak, but I wouldn't, care of the conversation.
When you spoke, what did you say?
I just say, how you doing or what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if somebody met you just walking along and asked you, well, how you doing? What would you probably say? You know, if it was just an average day.
Say, all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talk about the morning, or when you would say good morning. What's the latest in the day that you'd say that?
Depending on when I got out. If I got out about 8 o'clock in the morning, people I saw when I first got out, I said good morning. After that, I probably would say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got out around 11, I'll probably say good morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends.
Yeah.
And what I feel is morning right then. You know, depending on when I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call it, part of the day after the morning?
Afternoon.
Okay. Anything after that?
Evening.
What would you say the afternoon stops and the evening begins?
I say around 4.
Around 4?
Yeah, I mean 4 or 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about what you would say to somebody when you're leaving them during the daytime?
Later on.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about when you're leaving them at night?
Later on.
Same thing?
Yeah.